we're poised as a country, as a people, to see the miraculous things of God happening in this world. Not just in the country, the world. And I think today that if believers, I mean, you got to remember, the apostles wanted to be where we're at today. They wanted to see, they wanted to be set. I believe Jesus is returning very soon. I'm not going to stand up here and say, yeah, it's going to happen in year 2020 at such and such. I'm not even going to, I'm just going to say, just expect it. And if it don't happen in your lifetime, well, guess what? You get to see Jesus before I do. And if it doesn't happen in my lifetime, well, I get to see Jesus before the next generation. And that's where we have to be. We have to be expecting Jesus at all times. Looking for, with that hope. You know, there came a point in boot camp where all I had to do was remember October 20th. October 20th. October 20th. I know that didn't mean a hill of beans to you, but you know what it meant to me? I got to leave the island. I got to leave. Something was happening that day. And it kept us going. It kept us going. And so when you're in all this, you know, when you're in your forming time, and you know, I'm going to tell you right now, the rest of your life is going to be a forming time. You're going to get to know God. Phil and I were talking about it last night. Combined with the two of us, we have nearly 70 years of being involved in the church. 70 years. That's a long time just between two guys. And we're just now starting to understand and get a grip on God's love. And what it means to love and to be loved. I think right there's a hard thing for a lot of people is to understand that God loves you. And for Him to embrace you and call you His child. No matter who you are and no matter what you've done. I mean, no wonder the woman who wept at His feet and used her hair to dry His feet. No wonder. Jesus loved her in spite of her entire past. All the religious people looking down their long, self-righteous noses. You know, you don't deserve God's goodness. I don't deserve God's goodness. You don't deserve God's goodness without what Jesus Christ did. And when we can start extending that to other people, we're starting to understand the love of God. It's a powerful, powerful thing. Hallelujah. A couple things here real quick. I have contacted the Wade Center, and they have us penciled in for August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Currently, we have five people who have voiced they'd like to go. They're all five men, and I'd kind of prefer to keep it that way to keep no problems, no rumors, no suggestions. And the reason I'm going to push one more, if God's touch, even an inkling, let me know, because I'm going to have three rooms anyhow, so I got an extra bed. So, but those are the dates, and the closer we get, they will let us know exactly what they may need done because the kids start school the following week, and then they'll be going back into their after-school programs. So there's going to be a large group ahead of us that's going to go in and do some things, and we're going to come in and hopefully help them get ready for some other projects that need to be wrapped up before the winter starts setting in. So, and we will also be... I told them we'd like to try to help out with some materials if we could. We'll be covering our own costs, which you'd always do anyhow, but we will be staying in a hotel and not in their dorms. Sometimes that is a better thing. I've stayed in enough barracks that have been